Maybe the big banks aren't the best measure of the financial system.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We're about to get quarterly earnings reports from two big banks, Citigroup and Wells Fargo. At Citi, analysts are going to be watching for weakness in investment banking because of the volatile stock market. At Wells, the focus will be on its portfolio of mortgages. But as our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore reports, it may be better to look at other indicators to get a good reading on the strength of the financial system.
When J.P. Morgan reported lower earnings last week, the bank told investors it would have trouble making money all the way into 2012.
The banks are facing a very similar situation to many businesses, which is that revenues are down and profitability as a result is also down.
That's bank analyst Chris Whalen. He said banks have boosted profits through a neat trick. They moved some of the money that was supposed to cover bad loans into their coffers and called it income.
Which is how they had made profits and earnings look so good in the first two quarters of this year.
But now the jig is up. The worse the economy gets, the more banks have to protect themselves against loans that may not get repaid. Big banks are also being hurt by the problems in Europe. So to get the true sense of how America is doing, look at the little banks. Here's Fred Cannon at Keefe, Bruyette & Woods.
There's a lot of regional banks, small community banks, that are doing okay.
The reason? Those banks are lending more money to local businesses and don't depend on volatile markets. In New York, I'm Heidi Moore for Marketplace.
Now to the world of cell phones, where today we're going to get some treatment for what you might call bill shock, the condition you may have experienced when you get a bill that ends up being much bigger than you expected. Here to explain the magic elixir that is here to save us is Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman. He's with us live. Good morning.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi. So tell us about the relief that's on the way.
Well, it's an agreement between the major cell phone carriers and the Federal Communications Commission. Over the next year, we'll start getting text or voice messages when we're about to go over our monthly limit. Mm. What's happening is that as people's smartphones get smarter, they also become data hogs. It's not just the thousands of text messages that your teenager can rack up when they're supposed to be studying. I mean, it's everything that you get accessing the internet on your Android or your iPad, music, book downloads, streaming video, sometimes also international roaming charges. And you might not actually know that you've gone over the limit until you get that huge bill in the mail. So now you'll get a warning from the company first, which, of course, doesn't mean you'll stop web surfing, just you know it's going to cost you.
Well, why is this happening, this relief for this? So is this really that big of a problem?
You know, the FCC says it is. They've studied this. They say tens of millions of consumers get these overage charges every year. Sometimes it's, you know, $15-$30. That's what happens when I go over my plan. But there are stories of people getting bills, you know, with over 1,000 in extra charges. Mm. In one case, somebody got an $18,000 extra monthly bill. This is a voluntary agreement. The industry is trying to avoid tough new regulations, and it will be monitored by both Consumers Union and the FCC.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman. Thanks, Mitchell.
You're welcome.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher in overseas trading this morning, up 0.8% now in London, after G20 finance ministers gave Eurozone members until Sunday to come up with a grand plan to solve the debt crisis. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow jumped 166 points to close at 11,644.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering Pop Money, a way to pay other people online by sending an email or text. Learn more at allybank.com. By Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect. And by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org.
If you think about it, the hotel industry hasn't changed much in the last several decades. You've still got the same things: bed, TV, dresser, tiny little shampoo bottles in the bathroom. Well, actually, that last one may be on the way out, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
It can be frustrating in a hotel shower not to have enough shampoo left in that little tiny bottle. You shake and cajole in an effort to squeeze out just a little bit more. But not at the high-end SLS Hotel in Beverly Hills, where they've stocked the shower with full-size bottles.
Which really allows you to go completely crazy and soap yourself as much and as often as you want to from head to toe.
Tomas Metting is the general manager there. You can tell he's good at what he does by the very next line out of his mouth.
or not at all. It's really entirely up to you.
Metting says the hotel uses big bottles because they want to create more of a residential feel. Plus, they reduce waste, which is something a whole lot of hotels are aiming to do, both upmarket and downmarket. Michelle Millar is a professor at the University of San Francisco. She says those tiny plastic bottles create extra work for housekeeping. They create a whole lot of trash and can cost more than the alternatives. But getting rid of them is tough. It's hard to come up with an alternative that visitors will like. With big bottles?
Consumers are still a little bit hesitant with the big bottles because of sanitary reasons or what's in those bottles or did anybody tamper with them.
And with the other primary option, those wall-mounted soap dispensers.
Consumers have been really reluctant to use those. I think it reminds them of going to the gym.
They see it sort of like truck stop bathroom dispensers.
Consultant Brandon Kennard says those perceptions could change in time with a good education program, kind of like the tags you see about saving water by not replacing towels.
You could put a little sign on the soap that says, hey, we're saving 10,000 bottles of plastic from going into the landfill by using these dispensers. We hope you like them.
Or maybe it'll take more people realizing how fun it is to go lather crazy with all the soap they could possibly use. Or not. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, to a letter that's going up for auction next month in London. It was written by Paul McCartney back in August of 1960, asking a drummer to audition to be the drummer for the Beatles. This was pre-Ringo Starr. The name of the drummer is not on the letter, so we don't know what happened to him, and we can only hope that this song wasn't written about him.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
That would be a shame. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
Knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me?
And this is APM, American Public Media.
Exercise can be a really good way to take your mind off things, de-stress about downsizing.
Running is something that I didn't have so much trouble succeeding at. My hard work paid off, which my hard work did not pay off at a lot of my jobs.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Exercise, unemployment, and getting back on your feet. It's next time on Marketplace. We'll have the day's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.